who redeems your life from destruction. Wow. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. You know what? We could just talk all night long. I want to know how many people in this room has had your life redeemed from destruction. I mean, how many of you could have been somewhere else? Is there anybody besides me? You could be in jail. You could be in the graveyard. You could be in the insane asylum. You could be at the rehab. I mean, there's a lot of places you could be right now, but here you are in the goodness and the blessings of the Lord because of the mercies of God upon your life. He bought me back. He redeemed my life from destruction. I can't sing this song and I can't dance this song, but I loved it when we had a dance team that did it. So you're just going to have to put up with this old white boy reading this song. That's all I can do with it. So here it goes. Yes, there were times in my life when I thought I would never make it and I almost went down. I was out for the count and I was through. But it was then when I thought it would end that I stood up again. What hell had for evil, God turned around for good. The devil thought he had me. I thought my life was over. I thought by now I'd give up. I had no more, but that's when someone greater stepped into my situation. My morning has now begun because he turned it. He turned my morning into dancing. He turned my sorrows into joy. And anybody that's ever heard that song before, you know the rest of it. Can you give God praise if he ever turned it around for you? He turned it around for you. I could be destroyed, but the Lord was on my side. That is why Psalm 124 is one of the most beautiful psalms in the all the Bible, because it said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, let all Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, when men rose up against me, they would have swallowed us alive. Their wrath would have kindled against us. The waters would have overwhelmed me. The streams would have gone over my soul. I would be lost in the swollen waters. They would have gone over me. But blessed be the name of the Lord, who has not given me as prey to their teeth, nor my soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. We have escaped because my help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Can somebody shout that with me tonight? If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Say it again. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? One more time. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Anybody that's glad that he redeemed your life from destruction, can you just take about 10 seconds here and give God praise? If he's ever redeemed you, if he's ever brought you out of the grave, if he's ever brought you out of despair and anxiety and fear and depression, have you ever been so depressed you thought it was over, but now you lift your hands again and there's a smile on your face? You thought joy would never come back to your house, but here you are. You thought you would never hear laughter around your table, but here you are. You thought your children would never hug your neck again, but here you are. Hallelujah. He redeemed my life from destruction. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey. Sometimes when I think of his goodness and all he's done for me, I can't go there right now. I got a sermon to finish. Well, hallelujah. Has God redeemed you? How many of you know it would have been over? But he turned it. Turn to somebody and say, he turned it. It could have been over, but he turned it. It could have lost it all, but he turned it. Hallelujah. Hey, look at the rest of this verse, because it's quite interesting how he says this. The first part of it says that he redeems your life from destruction. And then notice what he says. He crowns you. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Isn't that interesting that he uses that choice of words? He could have just said, I will love you and be good to you. We would have accepted that, right? if God would have said, God will be kind to you. How many of you know that's a good one right there? God will be kind to you. I'll take that. God will be tenderhearted toward you. But you know, this verse doesn't even say that. It doesn't say God is going to do anything to you but do one thing, crown you. It tells you what he's going to crown you with. But it doesn't say that God is going to be tenderhearted at all. Now, he is. It doesn't say, this verse says nothing about God's tender mercies. No, God says, I'm about to put this on your head. I'm going to crown you. Now, why a crown? A crown is a traditional form of head adornment or hat worn by monarchs as a symbol of their power and dignity. So a crown, when you wear a crown, it's an endorsement of the monarchy. If the king wears the crown, if the prince wears the crown, if the princess wears the crown, whoever wears the crown, it signifies, I am a member of the royal family. And when you walk in with a crown and you're a member of the royal family, it shifts the room. People treat you differently because you have a crown on your head. They treat you differently because they see you differently. They see you as part of a royal family. They see you as part of something bigger, an extension. They see you as one who has power and dignity and authority to make things happen, all because of one thing. There is a crown on your head. You haven't opened your mouth. You haven't said a word. You haven't pointed your finger. You haven't done anything. You just walked into a room sashayed in there with a crown on your head, and everybody's bowing and they're handing you things and they're giving you glasses of water or whatever you want, all because of one thing. It put a crown on your head. The Lord says, listen, I'm going to be good to you. That's what he told Moses. I'm going to be good to you. You don't even need to worry about that. I'm going to love you. I'm going to be faithful to you. But I'm going to put a crown on your head so that others will be good to you. I'm going to put a crown on your head so that even your enemies will know that you are blessed. I'm going to put a crown on your head so that every demon that walks in your house says, uh-oh, we picked on the wrong house. This one has a crown. We picked on the wrong house. There's royalty that lives here. Somebody here is a child of the king. We cannot mess with this house because somebody living here is a member of the royal family. Take your tricks elsewhere because we can't do it here. There's a crown present in this house. We have to bow. There is an authority that is the name above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. When the devil walks in your room and sees the authority of God upon your life and upon your head, you don't see it, but every demon gets down and backs out the door just like that, because they understand that it's not you and it's not the King James Version of the Bible laying on the coffee table. It's the fact that God Almighty has crowned you with loving kindness and tender mercy, and they know that if they pick on you, they're going to pick on the higher power that gave you the crown. God says, I'm not just going to bless you, I'm going to make your enemies bless you. I'm going to make the neighbors bless you. I'm going to make people that don't even like you, they're going to bless you because they're going to see the favor of God on your life.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Joseph sold into slavery with a crown on his head. Sold into slavery, bought by Potiphar. Became the head of his house. Favor. Potiphar's wife wanted him out of jealousy and tried to seduce him. He ran from her. So she falsely accused him and threw him into prison. But guess what? In the prison, he still had the crown on his head. Even in the prison, he became the head of that too. He had the favor of the prison master and was put in charge of the other prisoners even when he was in prison. From there, he goes to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, I've never seen such wisdom, a man that can interpret dreams like this, and makes him the second in command, and Egypt is not their friend. How many of you know that is not their friend? He has made him second in command in all of Egypt, and even those brothers who sold him into slavery, even they have to come back and bow down before him, because God says, yes, I'm going to be good to you, but I'm going to set you up in a way that everybody's going to have to be good to you. I'm going to bless you in ways that you can't even begin to imagine. I'm going to put favor upon your life that will extend beyond the favors of the Lord. It will extend to your business. It will extend to your marriage. It will extend to your family. It will extend to everything around you. Hallelujah. And then he says in verse 5, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Somebody shout good things. So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Here's the thing you need to understand about good things. Substitutes do not satisfy. Have you learned that yet? Substitutes are temporary fixes. They never satisfy. Substitutes. Have you ever wanted something to eat and you ate everything but that? And you just could not get satisfied? Some of you are feeling that way about right now, aren't you? I've got discernment going on. I can tell who you are. You're waiting on the ice cream truck. Have you ever just gone to the fridge and you picked at this? I went to the cupboard and you picked at this, and the pantry you picked at this, and you're just trying to feel something that you don't even know what it is because you're, I want something salty and I want something sweet. And until you get whatever it is you're wanting, the substitute never satisfies you. In relationships, a bad relationship is not better than no relationship. And some people have settled for a bad relationship instead of having no relationship because they couldn't hang on for a good relationship, because a bad relationship is never going to satisfy. Bad friends are not better than no friends. It's better to hang on until God brings you, pray them into your life. But don't hang out with the wrong people just so you got somebody to talk to. And don't tell people your secrets who's telling you everybody else's secrets. Just don't do that. Because substitutes never satisfy. God says, I want you to have a good life. I want you to have good food and good relationships. I want you to have good love in your life. That is why casual sex is never going to satisfy when God doesn't want that for you. He wants you to make love one day. And there's a big, big difference. And God says, I want to bless you with something unique and beautiful and glorious, and something that I can only give to you. Don't settle for some cheap substitute. It's never going to make you happy. It's never going to satisfy, because there is the one that I've got waiting on you that will fill up the longings of your soul. Drugs will never satisfy. Drugs may give you calm, but they will never bring you peace. There is no drug in the world that can give you peace that passes understanding. There is no, it can numb your brain, it can numb your body, it can tingle your flesh, but there is no drug in the world. You might get high, but that high will be over. You might get stoned, but that's going to be over. Only Jesus can give you the real true peace that you're looking for. Don't settle for a substitute when God says, I want to fill your mouth with good things. Even religion, don't settle for religion when you can have a relationship with God. Don't settle away from going from ritual to ritual to ritual, thinking that it gives you some sense of fulfillment, when the Lord says, I just want to sit down and talk with you. I want to wrap my arms around you. I want the Holy Spirit to guide you. I want to have supper with you. I want to go on a walk with you. I want to be your friend that sticks closer than a brother. I want to be more to you than a ritual. I want to be more to you than a cup. I want to be more to you than a candle. I want to be more to you than a picture on the wall. I want to be more to you. I want to be real. I want to talk with you and dream with you and love you and push you and lead you and guide you. Substitutes never satisfy. So the Lord says, I will satisfy. Look at that verse again. I will satisfy your mouth with good things. I'm going to put good things in your life that are going to satisfy you. And you know what that word good is there? It's interesting because it's an unusual Hebrew word that's pronounced. If you were saying it in Hebrew, it's the word tuv. And where he says good, the word good there, I'm going to satisfy. That's the first word I want you to see, with good. And the word good there is the Hebrew word tuv, which means to go out with joy. So it is not just a good thing. I'm going to make you so happy that you are going to leave here clicking your heels and put a dance in your feet. I'm going to satisfy you so much that you're going to walk out of here with joy. Now, there's a difference in walking out of here and walking out of here with the joy of the Lord. You know why? That's why goodness has been assigned to you. But when does goodness show up? When you need him the most. Goodness shows up in the valley of the shadow of death, where I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil in the presence of my enemies. You spread a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Why? Because somebody just showed up. Goodness and mercy have come to follow you all the days of your life. When you need God in despair, goodness will show up. In troubled times, goodness will show up. In tired days, goodness will show up. And God says, I'm not just going to show up. I'm going to bless you in so many ways that you're going to leave here in the joy of the Lord. If you believe that, put your hands together and thank the Lord for this. So I conclude with one final verse. We've already covered a lot of these verses, so I want to go down to verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his throne and his kingdom rules over all. Okay, so somebody help me out here. Is this over or is this over? Yeah, this is over. It's above. It's higher. He's established his throne in heaven. So is this heaven or is this heaven? So God is saying, I'm calling you to the high life. I'm calling you to the abundant life. I want to bless you in so many ways. I want to heal you. I want to forgive your iniquities. I want to crown you with loving kindness, so even the people that don't like you are going to have to bless you anyway. I want to bring so much goodness into your life. You're going to leave here with joy because I'm calling you to higher living above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. But you were there before it all began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders this world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die, rejected and alone, but like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all. He took the fall so that you could live the high life. Now, for those of you in the old school, some of you would know that song. But if you're my age or around my age or a little older than my age, there's another song that you might remember. It says, I'm pressing on the upward way. Anybody want to go the upward way? Help me out here a little bit, LeBron. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on what? Somebody said it again. Plant my feet where? Plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane that I have found. I'm not going to sing it. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. The Lord lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet. Somebody say it with me. On where? on higher ground. Higher, Lord, that's where he wants to take you. A higher life, a higher purpose, a higher calling, a higher relationship, a higher reason to get up every day of your life, a higher joy, a higher peace, a higher ability, a higher skill level. God is calling you to the high life. He's calling you to higher ground, the abundant life. That's why I want to be a Christian, because there are benefits in serving God.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.